nation to become a country where law enforcement is treated as an apparatus of politics.
Garland speaking to Justice Department employees today. There's plenty to clean up today after Hurricane Francine slammed into Louisiana yesterday, but Malik Phillips says he feels lucky to have survived.
At first, it wasn't bad at all. But once the winds pick up and the rain started a little, it got a little rough.
Francine is now a tropical depression. Thousands of firefighters are struggling to control 16 wildfires in California. More from CBS's Ben Tracy.
The Bridge Fire is burning out of control and is now California's largest active wildfire. It exploded from 4,000 acres to nearly 50,000. Teams are fighting to control the airport fire, which is now just 5% contained. Federico Salinas's home was right in its path.
This was covered in vegetation. Now it's all pretty much ashes and sand.
His home was narrowly spared, including his animals.
Turned out they're okay.
A state judge has struck down North Dakota's ban on abortion. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
He clearly wanted to make a statement that in his judgment, the North Dakota Constitution recognizes a right to an abortion until the viability of the fetus.
Under the judge's order, abortion would be legal in North Dakota, but the state currently has no clinics performing them. New York City Police Commissioner Edward Caban is resigning 1 week after the FBI raided his home, Mayor Eric Adams.
Commissioner Caban dedicated his life to making our city safer, and we saw a drop in crime for 13 of the 14 months he served as commissioner.
Adams has named a retired FBI official as interim commissioner. Thousands of Boeing workers are voting today on a new contract. Many members of the machinist union say they're not happy. The company is offering a 25% pay raise. Workers want more and are threatening to strike. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
WRJN News is brought to you by Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant. Voted Wisconsin's best RV dealer. Lowest prices ever right now. ProsserRV.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. 8 pets were rescued from a house fire on Rapids Drive in Racine yesterday. The fire caused $60,000 in damage. There were no working smoke alarms and no one in the house at the time. The 72-year-old diver that died off Kenosha's coastline was exploring a Lake Michigan shipwreck. The body of 72-year-old Patrick Kelly of Winthrop Harbor was recovered using underwater drones and sonar. Racine County is promoting Emergency Preparedness Month. Officials are encouraging people to create disaster supply kits with essential items. Former Bucks player Junior Bridgman is buying a 10% stake in the team. That's according to CNBC. The deal values the Milwaukee Bucks at around $4 billion. Franklin police are warning of a dangerous TikTok trend. It involves teens kicking doors late at night. There have been multiple incidents over the past few months, prompting warnings to parents. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Attention RV enthusiasts. The end of summer RV liquidation sale at Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant means prices are the lowest ever. More than 150 new motorhomes and campers, class A, B, C, toy haulers, bunkhouses, fifth wheels, travel trailers, teardrops, and more. There's something for everyone. Trades welcome, no reasonable offer refused. Lowest prices in the country on in-stock inventory. Your journey awaits. Call 262-898-2610 or visit ProsserRV.com.
The Packers go from QB1 to QB2. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. With Jordan Love out for a few weeks with an MCL sprain, Malik Willis is stepping into the starting quarterback spot in Green Bay. Willis says he's staying focused on Indianapolis and doing what he can to help the team.
It's Wednesday. I'm not worried about that. It's just continuing to work each day this week and gain more and more confidence in the guys and have them gain more confidence in me if that's the plan, or just be ready to go if Jordan can't go. And that's all up to Jordan.
The Packers play the Colts this Sunday. Each team will be looking for its first win. The Brewers were blown out in San Francisco 13-2 on Wednesday. Milwaukee has lost 6 of its past 9 games, but the Brewers still lead the NL Central by 8.5 games over the Cubs. The Brewers and Giants wrap up their series today. On Saturday, one of college football's top programs comes to Madison. Wisconsin will play host to Alabama. Kickoff is at 11 a.m. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight, warmer with lows in the mid-60s. And a mix of sun and clouds for tomorrow, highs to the upper 70s. Partly sunny for the weekend, highs around 80 degrees, a slight chance of showers and storms, and a little more humid. Right now it's 80.
WRJN. Help. I need somebody. Help. Not just anybody. Help. You know I need someone. So much younger than today. I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, and I'm not so self-assured. Now I find I change my mind and open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being around.
The Beatles on WRJN. Well, it was 54 years ago today, 1970. Smokey Robinson and the Miracles were at number one on the singles chart with this song co-written by Stevie Wonder. It's Tears of a Clown on WRJN.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Memorial Park to pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone. Streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp, I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one dare disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words the will of silence. And the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispering the sounds of silence.
Give it a chance now.
Come on, baby, you
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Hello, Dick Graceffa.
Hi, Kurt. It's been a long time since we chatted.
It's been a very long time. Dick Graceffa, well, let's give people a little bit of a history here. You and I used to chat together pretty much every week during high school football and high school basketball season. Back in the day when I used to do the morning show and you were doing high school sports for WRJN.
Yeah, about 6 o'clock in the morning, to be exact.
This is a little better, huh? Middle of the afternoon?
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, that was back when I did the morning show, which, boy, that's been a while. I think I stopped doing it in early 2015. So it's been about 8.5 years here.
Yeah, I've been doing high school sports now for either as the analyst or the color guy. This is my 23rd year of doing high school sports.
Wow. So let's bring people up to speed. When the radio station was sold back in, 2014, 2015, something like that, the radio station stopped doing high school sports under the new ownership. And you had been doing it for us for quite some time, as you said. What have you been doing since then?
Okay, so when it got sold and they made the decision not to carry high school sports anymore, I first hooked up with WGTD in Kenosha,
right.
Gateway,
right,
and did that for a couple of years. And then during that time, we were streaming then, but during that time, there was some hiccups with doing it through them. So we decided, my wife did some exploring, some research, and we decided that it would not take that much after we would buy the equipment to do it on our own. And when DG Sports was born, and that was 4 years ago.
4 years ago. So you've been doing it streaming, high school football? Yes. And basketball?
And basketball. Actually, about 36 to 40 basketball games a year.
Wow. And people have just been listening to it on the stream this whole time.
Yeah, it would be dgsports.mixlr.com.
Yeah, dgsports.mixlr.com?
Yes.
Yeah.
.com.
All right. Well, we're glad that this season, under the new ownership of WRJN, that you're back on the air with us, too.
Yes, I'm very excited about that. And actually, I've talked with the sports director of WRJN, and we're actually planning to do some high school basketball, too.
High school basketball, too. That is excellent. Dick, can you hang on a few minutes?
Yes, I can.
All right. Hang on a few. In the next half hour, I want to talk about this week's game. You can tell us all about this week's matchup, okay?
Okay.
All right. Hang on a couple of seconds. There's Dick Graceffa. I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
What's on Tap? Brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time. Add Brewers games to your after-school plans with the $9 student special tickets, courtesy of UW Credit Union. Every weekday, high school and college students score Brewers tickets for as low as $9. Get yours at brewers.com/students. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Your home for local news for 97 years. Now, Timeless Hits 2 and all of your favorite sports. Now that the Packers are back, we've got every game covered right through the playoffs. Follow the Brewers and their push to the postseason. We carry Badgers and local high school sports, too. And when it comes to recaps and reviews, Mike Clemens reports on all the games hourly, every weekday. Brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Local news, Timeless Hits, and all the big league sports on WRJN.
Across Wisconsin, families are feeling the squeeze of rising prices. From groceries to gas, everything is more expensive. Families can't afford the things they need.
I'm Brian Stile. I'm working every day to get inflation under control and lower costs so you can keep more of your hard-earned money.
Brian Stile is standing shoulder to shoulder with our law enforcement, ensuring they have the resources needed to keep us safe.
I've always backed the blue. Our officers deserve our support as they work tirelessly on the front lines to keep our families and communities safe.
And when it comes to our veterans and seniors, Brian Stile is working to ensure they receive the care and benefits they've earned and deserve.
Wisconsin's veterans and seniors have given so much to our country. It's our duty to stand up for them, just as they stood up for us.
Brian Stile, working for Wisconsin's families, protecting our way of life.
I'm Brian Stile, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Stile for Wisconsin.
Get ready to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Woo! Download the free Civic Media app and get ready to text in for your first chance to win in this statewide contest starting Monday, September 16th. Get ready to go for the green or gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WisCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
WRJN, proud to be a Civic Media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite Civic Media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Cloudy tonight, a low of 66. Tomorrow, sunshine and 77. Maybe we can see things the same. Now don't 97 years, WRJN has provided local news and now Timeless Hits 2. If you ever miss any of our newscasts on air, simply search for WRJN News Online. You'll get the stories on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will hear a lawsuit over the Department of Natural Resources Authority to order hazardous materials to be cleaned up. Under Wisconsin's spills law, the DNR holds polluters responsible for cleanup. Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce argues the law is unconstitutional. Women and workers of color are still making less than other lower-wage workers in Wisconsin. That's according to a new UW-Madison study.
When you focus on improving the quality of jobs, especially at the bottom of the labor market, you also are looking to close racial and gender gaps in wages, because it is Black and brown and women workers who are dominant in lower wage jobs.
Co-author Laura Dresser says Wisconsin should raise its minimum wage. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine County officials want you to have a plan. They're promoting Energy Preparedness Month for September, encouraging people to create disaster supply kits. They say the kits should be stored in easy-to-carry containers and include items like water, food, and communication devices. Officials stress the importance of having a gallon of water per person per day, along with tools like a manual can opener and local maps. 8 pets were rescued from a house fire on Rapids Drive in Racine last night. The fire was first seen in a first floor window and was put out within about 15 minutes of the department's arrival. While no one was home and no injuries were reported, investigators did say there were no working smoke alarms in the home. Damage estimates are at around $60,000. The hunt approaches. Melissa Kay has more.
Wisconsin's fall hunting season is fast approaching. Anyone born on or after January 1, 1973 is required to hold a certificate in hunter education before they can purchase a hunting license. The DNR offers multiple course options and locations so hunters can choose the best format for how and where they'd like to learn. They have the traditional in-person course, online classes, plus a field day course and more. You can find more information at gowild.wi.gov.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight, warmer with lows in the mid-60s. And a mix of sun and clouds for tomorrow, highs to the upper 70s. Partly sunny for the weekend, highs around 80 degrees, a slight chance of showers and storms, and a little more humid. Right now it's 80.
Hey, and it's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll.
Local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Well, science says that a high-fat diet changes the brain, making you want to eat more. Well, that explains why when I eat a cheeseburger, it makes me want to eat French fries, which makes me want a milkshake, which makes me wonder why I didn't order more cheeseburgers.
When I said I needed you, you said wasn't me who changed but you, and now you've gone away. Don't you see that now you've gone and I'm left here on my own, that I have to fall.
Local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN, where we encourage you to be a voter this fall. Go to our company's website, civicmedia.us/vote. There you'll find information on absentee ballots, how and where to vote, races in your individual district, and statewide races, too. So do your civic duty and be a voter this fall. It'll make you feel good.
Ah, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel. Sugar and spice. I feel nice. Sugar and spice. So nice, so nice. I got you.
Junkyard. fighting. And when they pulled down from the floor, Leroy looked like a jigsaw puzzle with a couple of pieces gone.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. We've been chatting this afternoon with Dick Graceffa, who does high school sports for us here on WRJN. And Dick, you've got a high school football game coming up tomorrow night, don't you?
Yes, we do. We'll be in the Southern Lakes Conference tomorrow night at Union Grove High School. We're the Beloit Memorial Knights, 3-0 overall, 1-0 in conference. We'll take on the Union Grove Broncos. They're 1-2 overall. 0-1 in conference. So don't get carried away by the records. These games between these two teams are pretty competitive. Last year, Beloit Memorial won 24-21. So I'm looking for another competitive game tomorrow night.
These are long rivals?
It is not a long rival, actually. Good question, Kurt. Beloit Memorial was in the Big 8 conference, and they did some reshuffling the WIAA and moved Beloit Memorial into a more into a conference where they could be more competitive. So they moved into the Southern Lakes, and Delavan Darien moved out of the Southern Lakes into the Big 8.
So what do you expect in tomorrow night's game? Is it going to be a high-scoring affair, low-scoring? What do you expect?
I think it could be high-scoring. The Knights like to they've got a dual threat quarterback that can run or pass the ball, Aiden Potter. So they're 3-0, so they have they've produced some yardage in those first three games. But again, they haven't played the competition that the Broncos have played. For example, the Broncos lost last week 41-6 to Lake Geneva Badger.
Wow.
Who's the defending Division II state champion. So that was a very tough opener for Union Grove. I expect Union Grove to bounce back tomorrow night with their returning quarterback, Quinn Schultz. He has already thrown for almost 400 yards and 5 scores. So I expect them to put up a good fight against the Knights tomorrow night.
And do you have broadcast details for us?
Yes, I do. We'll be on the air at 6:30 with pregame and kickoff. That's the one thing I like about football. It's never delayed. We'll kick off at 7 p.m.
Dick, it's really good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you, Kurt.
And maybe we can hook up again next week sometime.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, thanks, Dick. It's high school football with Dick Graceffa tomorrow night right here on WRJN. Glad to have high school football back on the airwaves with us. I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance, from the volleyball court to the hockey rink. Every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
Searching for the best pizza in Racine? Head straight to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones. Ferraro's has your lunch and dinner cravings covered. September presents a limited time flavor pack special. The Philly Cheese Steak Pizza. Creamy Alfredo sauce, tender chopped beef, and melted provolone topped with fresh onions and green peppers. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Hey Badger fans, the 2024 football season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the touchdown celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin football games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me, Kurt Vollman, this afternoon. Coming up, CBS News at 6. Later tonight, it's Milwaukee Brewers baseball from San Francisco here on WRJN.
Why do you fill me up, buttercup, baby? Just to let me down. Try to find a little time, and I'll make you happy.
need you so. Baby, baby, try to find a little time, and I'll make you happy. I'll be home, I'll be beside a song waiting for you. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Why do you build me a buttercup, baby? Just to let me down.
Timeless Hits, WRJN.
Won't you pay?